Welcome to the New Creation Lutheran Church podcast. We're a welcoming faith community in San Jose, California, grounded in the love of God and committed to living that love in the world. We offer two kinds of episodes each week. First, you'll hear recordings of our Sunday worship services. So whether you're traveling, at home, or exploring our community for the first time, you can join us in worship. Second, we share episodes inspired by our blog, where we reflect on scripture, explore how faith speaks to today's world, and talk about what it means to follow Jesus in daily life. While we work out the technical details of our production process, you'll hear an AI voice reading some of our episodes. We're doing this so we can share content with you right away, and we'll transition to live voices as our setup develops. Thanks for listening. We're glad you're here. And welcome to today's episode. If you've ever searched for a church online, you've probably run into words and phrases that sound friendly, but feel like they're part of a secret code. Terms like welcoming, Bible-based, or spirit-filled pop up on almost every church website. But what do they actually mean? In this episode, we're going to unpack some of that language so you can better understand what churches are communicating between the lines. This isn't about judging any church. It's about helping you find a community where you can feel comfortable, supported, and spiritually at home. Let's start with two words you'll see often, welcoming and inclusive. When a church says it's welcoming, that may mean everyone is invited to participate, no matter their background or life story. But here's the key. If you don't see words like inclusive or affirming alongside welcoming, the message may focus more on encouraging people to conform to the church's beliefs rather than embracing diverse identities fully. Another phrase you might come across is inerrant Bible. It sounds like a straightforward respect for scripture, but it often signals that the church interprets the Bible very literally. This can shape their theology and how they approach complex issues. Language like this isn't accidental. It often reveals a church's deeper theological priorities. Once you start noticing these cues, other phrases take on new meaning too. Here are a few of the most common phrases and what they might indicate in practice. Bible-based or scripture-centered usually means teaching sticks closely to literal interpretations of the Bible, often reflecting a more conservative theological stance. Spirit-filled or Holy Spirit-led often signals lively experiential worship. This may mean services with contemporary music, freer structure, or possibly prophecy or speaking in tongues. Contemporary worship usually involves modern music, a relaxed dress code, and technology like screens and lighting. These services often aim to connect with younger generations. Family-friendly suggests a safe environment for children, but it can also imply clear moral guidelines. Small groups or life groups offer opportunities to connect more personally, but it may take time for newcomers to feel fully included. Finally, terms like mission-focused, outreach, or service-oriented highlight helping others. This could mean community service, evangelism, or both. Other phrases, like discipleship-oriented, prayer-focused, authentic, or community-oriented, each communicate something about culture and values. Paying attention to these can give you a clearer picture before you ever step through the door. Another word you'll see often, especially in main mission statements, is Christ-centered. When a church describes itself as Christ-centered, it usually means there's a strong focus on teaching, personal faith, and living out Christ's message of healing, love, and reconciliation. In practice, this often includes programs that help people grow in their relationship with Jesus. Depending on the community, it might also reflect alignment with more conservative cultural views, with emphasis placed on debt or even guilt for Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. The term evangelical is another that can cause confusion. At its core, it simply means proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. In the ELCA, this happens through faith, service, and community, with a strong commitment to inclusion and thoughtful engagement with Scripture. Popular media often uses the word to describe extreme fundamentalism or political movements, but that doesn't reflect how ELCA congregations approach it. Knowing what these words mean is one thing. Putting that knowledge to use is another. Here are a few practical steps you can take when exploring churches online. First, look beyond the words. A church may say it's welcoming, but the real test is how that plays out in practice. Second, check for clarity. Do they explain what they mean by terms like inclusive or family-friendly? Third, consider your own priorities. Are you drawn to structured teaching, lively worship, or a close-knit community? Knowing what matters to you will help narrow the search. And finally, ask questions. Sometimes a phone call or a visit gives you the clearest picture of a church's culture and expectations. Church websites are designed to invite people in, but they also carry signals about theology, worship style, and community expectations. Learning to read between the lines can save time, prevent misunderstandings, and help you find a place where you can truly belong. At New Creation Lutheran Church, we work hard to live up to the words we use. When we say welcoming, we mean it. Everyone is invited to participate, regardless of background, identity, or life experience. We're inclusive and affirming, embracing diversity in sexual orientation, gender identity, and life circumstances. We're Bible-centered, drawing inspiration from Scripture, but we approach it thoughtfully, recognizing its depth and context. Our worship blends traditional and contemporary elements, using music and liturgy to help people connect with God in meaningful ways. Our focus on community, discipleship, and service encourages growth and participation both locally and globally. Newcomers can expect a safe, supportive environment where questions are welcomed and faith is explored with honesty and care. Whether you're looking for reflective teaching, lively worship, or a caring group to walk with, New Creation offers a place where everyone can grow spiritually and feel truly at home. Thanks for listening. If this episode helped you make sense of church website language, share it with someone who's searching for a spiritual home. And if you'd like to learn more about New Creation, visit our website or join us for worship. We'd love to meet you. Thanks for listening to the New Creation Lutheran Church podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love for you to subscribe and share it with a friend. You're always welcome to join us for Sunday worship, offered live at our church, interactively on Zoom, and live streamed on our YouTube channel. All the details you need can be found at www.newcreationlutheranchurch.org. If you'd like to support our ministry, you can give through the links on our website or text the word GIVE to 844-703-9144. That's text GIVE to 844-703-9144. We're grateful to have you with us. See you next time.